You might have heard about Clean Power SF in the news recently.
For 9 years, the city has been trying to come up with a renewable energy program where people can buy their power from a provider other than PG&E.
It's a program that would allow San Franciscans to choose where their electricity comes from, PG&E or Clean Power SF. It's called CCA, Community Choice Aggregation. CCA dates back to 2002, when the state legislature allowed cities and counties to become electric service providers. So instead of PG&E deciding where you get your power, the city chooses. CCAs are meant to make it easier for communities to purchase renewable energy. But recently, the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission voted to table Clean Power SF because of labor disputes and concerns about financial risks. And now, more than a decade after the state decided to free up our electricity choices, there's only one functioning CCA in all of California, Marin Clean Energy. And in July, the city of Richmond became the latest to sign on to Marin's program. KALW's Laura Flynn reports on how it's working.
One thing when we can start, there's not too much to show, besides the normal things. We have more computers in this house than most places, but computers don't take.
Mike Parker and his wife live in a small three-bedroom house on top of a hill in Point Richmond. Every morning before he heads out to work, he does what many of us do, makes coffee and breakfast, showers and dresses. All those activities use energy. And this is where things for Parker are a little different.
This is the monitor for our solar system, which basically tells us how things are going. This is the thing which actually gathers the information from the solar panels and then feeds it into the computer.
Parker and his wife have solar panels on their roof. That's how they get most of the energy they use in their 1,800 square foot home. Usually, the rest of it would come from PG&E. But since Marin Clean Energy expanded its service territory to Richmond, they have another option.
We don't cheat ourselves, but where we can cut back, we'd like to do that. We think that's the most important thing. And then after that, the next thing is, then what is the source of the electricity that you and energy that you use?
We may not typically think that hard about how electricity reaches our homes. For most of us in the Bay Area, it all comes the same way, through PG&E. The company sends us power from a blend of sources, mostly natural gas, nuclear, and large hydroelectric, plus about 19% from renewables. For a long time, its portfolio was the only one available. Then, in 2002, the legislature passed a bill known as AB 117, Community Choice Aggregation, or CCA.
Basically, it enables local communities to come together and purchase renewable energy and sell it competitively within their service area.
This is Jamie Tuckey, the communications director for Marin Clean Energy, the state's only functioning CCA. Unlike an investor-owned utility, that's what PG&E is, MCE is a not-for-profit government agency. So its revenues go back into a reserve to fund more local renewable energy projects. Now, PG&E still owns all the infrastructure, the lines and poles that make our light switches work. But the community has more control over where the power that runs through those lines is sourced. Tuckey explains more.
Right now, we have contracts with 11 different suppliers for, more than 15 different power projects that are being built for our customers. So we take care of making sure that there's enough electricity being put on the grid for our customers, and that's separate from PG&E.
If you are enrolled in MCE's program, you still get a bill from PG&E, but you'll see a line item that reads MCE Electric Generation Charge. MCE offers two different energy packages called Light Green and Deep Green. Deep Green is 100% renewables. Light Green is 50%, both mostly wind power. About 99% of MCE customers choose the Light Green option, not exclusively renewables, but still more than twice as much as what they'd get from PG&E.
What we've learned is that we can dramatically increase the amount of renewable energy that's put online. And so you're reducing greenhouse gas emissions and having really positive environmental impacts.
Right now, residents and businesses in the covered area have a choice. Pay a little extra for an MCE package or opt out and continue as a PG&E customer. A light green bill is about a dollar higher than what's average for PG&E. A deep green bill is about $6 higher.
So here is a bill dated, the due date is 8/14. It covers the area.
Mike Parker went with the deep green package. So between his solar panels and his CCA, he's powering his house with all renewable energy. But that doesn't quite account for all the money he's spending. The bill he's showing me includes a monthly exit fee he has to pay PG&E for the energy it bought on his behalf. Parker's not a fan.
Basically, PG&E has got the State Public Utilities Commission to pass a to allow them to charge any customer who leaves PG&E a regular fee to compensate PG&E for the fact that it had planned to have these customers and supposedly had planned to buy electricity for it. We think this is sort of outrageous. First of all, no other area of the economy works that way.
Jason King, a PG&E spokesman, says the fee ensures the area's remaining customers don't bear the cost of customers who left.
Basically, what happens in some cases is we procure this power years in advance. So when we have customers who then exit PG&E's service to opt for a CCA, we have to be able to make sure that our existing customers don't have to pick up that amount.
The fee issues highlight some of the risks involved with launching a CCA program. The San Joaquin Valley Power Authority was actually the very first entity to try and form a CCA back in 2007. But in 2009, it suspended its program, citing a tight credit market, volatile energy prices, and opposition from PG&E. In a letter to the State Public Utilities Commission, the CCA official said, quote, PG&E's marketing and lobbying efforts continue unabated, creating obstacles and demands upon our limited resources. Jason King from PG&E says otherwise.
We respect the energy choices that are available to our customers, and we will continue to cooperate with local governments as they consider pursuing and/or developing a CCA program.
Though many communities still face major political, financial, and regulatory risks, projects are moving forward. Richmond residents started receiving MCE services in July, and Councilmember Tom Butt says, so far, so good.
I think it's a no-brainer. I think that the ultimate objective is to give people a choice, and they've never had that before, but they do now.
Before launching in Richmond, MCE worked with the city and community organizations to inform residents about the switch. People were automatically enrolled, but could choose to opt out. I went out to talk to a handful of Richmond residents to see what they thought about the new option.
I haven't heard anything about this, but is that supposed to be a good thing?
Sharon Key was one of several people who didn't even know about the program and still thought they were PG&E customers. Others who did know about the program had already switched back to PG&E.
My name is Michael Hilliard. Well, I think that PG&E has been serving us very well right now, and we think it'll be just less expensive to stay with PG&E.
Others, though, were supportive of the project, like Madra Walker, who talked to me from her second floor window.
When I received the information about it, just the fact that it stated it was cleaner energy is why I went that direction. Haven't noticed any difference, haven't actually paid any attention. Have not stopped long enough to even get online and get familiar with MCE.
MCE now has about 125,000 residential and commercial customers. A group called the Climate Protection Campaign is trying to launch another CCA in Sonoma County, which they hope will be up and running by early 2014. They're mindful of what happened to the San Joaquin Valley Power Authority back in 2009. But since then, the Public Utilities Commission made changes to even the playing field. Those changes, plus MCE's work, mean Sonoma may not go the way of San Joaquin. For Cross Currents, I'm Laura Flynn.